Well, it is not the first time that the King have actually insisted that government should take drastic measures to curb or minimize or eradicate corruption in every facet in the Kingdom of Eswatini. Yes, this time around also, during the speech from the throne, the King specifically mentioned that government have got to up the game in terms of arresting those that are involved in corrupt practices, especially from the perspective of certain investors that have come into the country in the few past years and have hoodwinked Maswati to invest their hard-earned cash into dubious investment schemes. After those investment schemes collapsed or the people behind it disappeared with large sums in millions that belongs to a Maswati. And of course, the King is urging government to ensure that proper steps are taken to deal with that aspect and phase of corruption.
What do you say to those who say that it's difficult to fight corruption? In fact, there are some people are carrying on corruption in the name of the King, and most often not much is done to them.
The first people that must be arrested and taken to court to face justice are those who are actually doing corruption in the name of the King. The rest can follow. If there are those that could be found that they are abusing the name of their majesties in the country to be involved and indulged into corrupt practices, we are saying then, therefore, those should be the first target of the law in as far as eradicating and fighting the scourge of corruption is concerned in the Kingdom of Eswatini.
When we talk about corruption in Eswatini, now, how would you describe the level of corruption? Is this something that is prevalent?
Corruption is not only prevalent in Eswatini per se. It is an international phenomenon. It is a human nature to be involved in practices of corruption. What we are doing in Eswatini is that we have taken an intentional step to ensure that we deal with corruption head on. That is why we have formed even a task team, tasked specifically to deal with the issue of corruption. So it is not like it is out of hand or is out of proportion. What we are saying is that as a country, we have taken a serious position against corruption. We have put in place measures and we have formed organs and state agencies to deal specifically with corruption. That is why we have an agency called the Anti-Corruption Commission in the country to deal with corruption specifically.